This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Karnal taking vote of confidence on Monday. 150 people die so far in disasters including floods and landslides across Nepal since beginning of monsoon this year. Industry Minister Damodar Bhandaria swore government support to country's industrial development and promotion. Nepal defeats India in Kava Women's Nations League Volleyball, and US to deploy additional warships and fighter jets to Middle East to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies. Now the news in detail. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Karnal is seeking vote of confidence on Monday. Chief Minister Karnal is facing the floor test as per the constitutional provision after the CPN Maoist Center withdrew its support to the province government. The Karnali Province Assembly has a total of 40 members comprising 14 from the Nepali Congress, 13 from the CPN Maoist Center, 10 from the CPN UML, 1 each from the CPN Unified Socialist, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. 150 people have died in the country due to the weather-related disasters including floods and landslides across the country so far in this rainy season. According to the Central Police Newsroom, 3 people died in Kathmandu Valley, 25 in Koshi Province, 6 in Madhes Province, 29 in Bagmati Province, 42 in Gandaki Province, 27 in Lumbini Province, 8 in Karnali and 10 in Far Western Province. According to the police, 49 people have gone missing and 177 people were injured in the disaster. Similarly, 384 houses were indented due to the floods. 4,219 families have been displaced from the incidents that have taken place since early June this year. The number of people infected with cholera has reached 25 in the country so far. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, 16 cases of cholera have been reported in Godavari Municipality of Lalitpur District alone, while 8 in Tokha Municipality of Kathmandu District and 1 at Dhangari Sub-Metropolitan City in Kailali District. The bacterial disease is transmitted by Vibrio cholera when human consumes contaminated food and water. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has claimed that two major parties of the parliament, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, formed the present government for the sake of political stability. During a program organized in Kathmandu Valley today, Deputy Prime Minister Singh argued that big political parties had to stand together for the political stability and socio-economic development. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has asserted that the government has been working actively for developing and promoting industries. During a meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Nepal Cottage and Small Industries today, Minister Bhandari mentioned that continuous collaboration and cooperation between the Industry Ministry and office bearers of the Federation would help industrial development of the country. The Industry Minister expressed government readiness to facilitate cottage and small industries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Veteran ophthalmologist Dr. Sandhuk Rith has been honored today for his special contribution in the field of eye treatment. At a program organized by Taplejung Sarokar Center, Kathmandu Chapter today, Speaker Devraj Khimire honored Dr. Sandhuk Rith, founder and executive director of the Til Ganga Institute of Ophthalmology. On the occasion, Speaker Khimire lauded the contribution of Dr. Rith to the field of ophthalmology in home and abroad. Born in Olango Chungola of Taplejung, Dr. Rith has succeeded in developing Nepal as the world's educational hub for eye treatment by developing a world-class eye hospital and treating patients. Dr. Rith has received Asia's prestigious Ramon Magsaysay Award, AISA Award from the Government of Bahrain, Padma Shri Medal from the Government of India, as well as awards and honours from various countries. Now, sports news update. Nepal has won the match against India in the Kawa Women's Nations League Volleyball. Nepal defeated India by 3-2 at National Sports Council Covered Hall in Tripureshwar today. Nepal defeated India by 25-18 in the first set and took the lead. India defeated Nepal by 25-12 in the second set. Nepal won the third set by 12-17. Nepal lost the fourth set by 18-25. In the fifth set, Nepal defeated India by 15-13. Previously, Nepal lost the match against India by 3-2 in the finals of the 2019 South Asian Games in the same venue. Apart from Nepal and India, Iran, Sri Lanka and Maldives are competing in the Kawa Women's League. Out of five teams, four will advance to the semifinals. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Pentagon has said the U.S. will deploy additional warships and fighter jets to the Middle East to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies. According to the BBC, the Pentagon said missile defense forces were displaced on a state of increased readiness to deploy. The Pentagon added that its commitment to defend Israel was ironclad. Iran's leader Ayatollah Khamenei has vowed harsh punishments against Israel for the assassination of Haniya. Tensions remain high in the region over the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniya in Iran and a key commander of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The Hamas leader was killed in Tehran on Wednesday. Iran and its proxies in Gaza blamed the attack on Israel, which has not commented. 62-year-old Haniya was widely considered Hamas' overall leader and played a key role in negotiations aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the Gaza war. Protesters in Bangladesh have taken to the streets to demand justice for more than 200 people killed in last month's student-led demonstrations over quotas in government jobs. According to the Al Jazeera, the last protest on Saturday came as student leaders called for a nationwide civil disobedience campaign, heaping further pressure on Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government. The clashes took place between protesters and police in the Ghazipur and Komila districts in the capital's outskirts. He added that the student movement had turned into a public movement, noting that people from all walks of life had joined Saturday's protest calling for the government to resign. Hasina on Saturday called upon protest leaders to meet her at her official residence, Ganabhavan, saying the door is open. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Karnali Province, and at few places of Madhesh Province and Sudarpashchim Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Gandaki province and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Karnali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kadal taking vote of confidence on Monday. 150 people die so far in disasters including floods and landslides across Nepal since beginning of monsoon this year. Industry Minister Damodar Bhandaria swore government support to country's industrial development and promotion. Nepal defeats India in Kava Women's Nations League Volleyball and the US to deploy additional warships and fighter jets to Middle East to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.